Hello and welcome to The Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and bully survivor, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. This week's blog is, Sometimes I Wish Facebook Had a Hate Button. Back to school has always been one of my favorite times of the year. There's just something about ballpoint pens, loose leaf, and marble notebooks that set my heart aflutter. But while I loved school, I hated other kids. Well, not all of them, just the bullies. Nowadays, bullies and their aberrant behavior are taken seriously. Therapists are called, charges are pressed. But back in the day, it was every kid for herself. When it was bad, I'd tell my mom, but she couldn't be in school with me every day. I'd tell the teachers, but they weren't helpful at all. I didn't understand it then, but I do now. Bully kids usually have bully parents. Nobody gets a master's degree in education to catch a beatdown in the faculty parking lot. And so, we all lived in fear from kids like Susan. Susan was a girl who had the breathtaking ability to hit you ninja quick at the exact moment the teacher blinked. She'd say vile things about you and your mother and was completely unfazed by the logical retort, "But you don't even know my mother." Apparently, though, it's hard to be a bully and maintain good grades, and my school didn't believe in social promotion. Oh, how Susan cried when she had to repeat the fourth grade again. And I learned a new word, schadenfreude. Revenge was sweet but short-lived, because I soon realized that when the new fourth graders got Susan, we fifth graders got Kenny. Kenny was 13 years old, big for his age, with 5 o'clock shadow and a bad attitude. He was the kind of kid that made you think, hey, maybe we should give this social promotion thing a chance. It's safe to say that Kenny's behavior did not lend itself to the pursuit of academic excellence. You see, it's hard to focus on fractions when you don't know whose turn it is to be randomly punched, kicked, or choked out with the drawstring of your own coat. And not at all satisfied with only sabotaging his own education, Kenny soon had the other boys in class convinced that the proper path to manhood was to manage the trifecta of being a badass, a jackass, and a dumbass. Oh, he was a born leader, that one. But there is a bright side to bullying. If you survive, it's great preparation for life. It teaches you that life isn't fair, safety is an illusion, and that you go to the bathroom by yourself at your own peril. When I was in second grade, I saw a classmate get jumped in the bathroom. I stopped drinking liquids during the day and didn't use the school bathroom for 3 years. The attack, of course, was provoked. Earlier that day in class, the little girl had made the mistake of answering the teacher's question correctly after one of her attackers had answered incorrectly. Lesson learned? Bullies are the reason I became a comedian. I got picked on for many reasons. I wore glasses, I was smart, I did my homework, you know, crazy stuff like that. By sixth grade, I was tired of the torture, but what to do? Getting bad grades to impress the riffraff was not an option. I come from a West Indian family, Jamaican on one side, Bajan and Trini on the other. Bringing home anything less than an A+ is grounds for justifiable homicide. Since I didn't know how to fight, I figured my best plan of action was to distract with humor. I thought if I could poke fun at myself before they could and make them laugh, maybe I'd make it to high school where there were no bullies. All I wanted was a cessation of hostilities, room to breathe, and the chance to be myself. Humor gave me that. It still does. I also thought adulthood would make it all better, that growing up would allow me to escape the pain of childhood and the torment of troglodytes altogether. And it did. Until Facebook. I recently received a friend request from Susan. I had hoped that karma had found and dealt with her by way of a tragic and grisly accident, but no such luck. Apparently, bullies grow up, too. She friend requested me with a message, "Hey, remember me?" "Yeah, bitch, I do. You're the reason why every back-to-school season I treat myself to a marble notebook and write down the names of all the people who made my childhood more difficult than it had to be. Top of the list, you." It's moments like these when I wish Facebook had a hate button. I was tempted to check out Susan's Facebook profile, but I restrained myself. What if I found out that she'd become a teacher, or worse, a guidance counselor? I'd be compelled to now jump a grown woman in the bathroom, or, failing that, beat her up in the faculty parking lot. Instead, I just hope she's enjoying all those crazy shoe pictures she's been mysteriously tagged in lately. Share. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma. If you're a fan of the broadcast, please share it with friends and leave a glowing review on iTunes. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.